Peace of the Lord be with you. Friends, you may be seated. It's Holy Week. It is a week where the church remembers that the Word, Jesus Christ, overwhelms the world with His grace. It's Holy Week, which is often called Passion Week. When we think of passion, we often think of excitement, enthusiasm, but at root, passion means to suffer. Holy Week is where we enter into the suffering of Jesus. It is the culmination of Lent's long journey. To help us enter into that passion today, we want to simply invite you to hear the story, the passion of Jesus. And to help us to hear the word, our sacred dancers are going to help interpret the scripture with us. We interpret the Bible, not just by reading it, but by watching and how it's lived out in our lives. So for the next few minutes, we want to invite you just to listen and enter in to the passion of Jesus. From John's Gospel in chapter 19, beginning in verse 17. And so they took Jesus, and carrying the cross by himself, he went out to what is called the place of the skull, which in Hebrew means Golgotha. And there they crucified him, and with him two others, one on each side of him, with Jesus between him. Pilate also had an inscription written that read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Now many of the Jews saw the inscription because the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, in Latin, and in Greek. Then the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, "Do not write 'the King of the Jews,' but 'this man said he is the King of the Jews.'" And Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." And when the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they took his clothing and tore it into four pieces, one for each of them. And they also took his tunic. Now his tunic was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. So they said to one another, "Let us not tear it, but cast lots to see who will get it." Now this was to fulfill what the scripture said, "They will divide my clothes among themselves, and for my clothing they will cast lots." And that is what the soldiers did. Meanwhile, standing near the cross of Jesus was Jesus' mother, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. And when Jesus saw his mother standing beside the disciple whom he loved, he said, "Woman, here is your son." And then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour on, he took her into his home. After this, when Jesus knew that all was now finished, he said, in order to fulfill the scriptures, "I am thirsty." And so he took a jar, so that standing nearby was a jar of sour wine. And they took a sponge and filled it with the wine and put it on a hyssop branch and held it to his mouth. And when he had received the wine, he said, "It is finished." And then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Since it was the day of preparation, the Jews did not want the bodies left on the cross during the Sabbath, especially since the Sabbath was a day of great solemnity. So they asked Pilate to have the legs of the crucified men broken and the bodies removed. Then the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and of the other who had been crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. Instead, one of the soldiers came and pierced his side with a spear, and at once blood and water came out. He who saw this testified so that you might also believe. What he says is true, and he knows that he tells the truth, All of this occurred so that the scriptures might be fulfilled. None of his bones shall be broken. And again, another scripture says, they shall look upon one whom they have pierced. After all of this, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Jesus, though in secret, because of fear of the Jews, came and went and asked Pilate if he could take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him permission. And so he came and removed the body. Nicodemus, who also had at first come to Jesus by night, also came, and bringing with him a mixture of myrrh and aloes weighing about 100 pounds. And they took Jesus and wrapped him with the spices and linen cloth according to the burial custom of the Jews. Now there was a garden in the place where Jesus was crucified, and in the garden there was a new tomb where no one had been laid. And so, since it was the day of preparation and the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We enter into the passion by coming before Jesus in prayer. So let's let the story of Scripture invite us to pray as a community. I'll lead us, and like we did on Monday, just have some time of silence for you to pray. Let us pray. Jesus, the crucified Lord, when the soldiers crucified you, they took your clothes and divided them up. They used what you had for their own self-interest and economic gain. We confess that we sometimes do the same. As individuals and even as a college, we use your name and your resources for our own benefit. Forgive us for using you, Jesus, for dividing up your garments for our own selfish interest. In our silence, we name those ways we do that to you now. Crucified Son, standing in the shadow of your cross were those who love you. They stood unable to move by the gravity of your grace. In the shadow of your cross, we can't help but ask ourselves, where do we stand in relationship to you and your passion? In our silence, we ask that you will teach us as individuals and as a college community what it means to stand with you on the cross. Jesus, crucified King, when you had taken the wine, you breathed your last, saying, "It is finished." All the suffering and all the hardship was now finished. But it also finished our sin that separates us from you. We name to you now all those sins your cross finished for us once and for all. After all of this, your disciple, Joseph of Arimathea, came and asked Pilate for your body. He was your disciple, but in secret, because he was afraid. Afraid of the risk, afraid of what others might think, afraid of the consequences of being viewed with his association with you. Lord, we confess that sometimes we are afraid to be your disciple. And we name those fears to you now. Lord Jesus Christ, our crucified King, the Son of God, who takes away the sin of the world, your name is sweetness like a flower. Teach us what it means not to be afraid anymore. For on the cross, you finished the work once and for all by making peace through the blood of your cross. In that freedom and in that hope, Lord, mark us that we might be your people of hope into this world. And together we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And everyone said, Amen. And go in peace.